Generally, for an entertaining night out, you might start by deciding what kind of performance you're interested in going to. Maybe you're into poetry or stand-up comedy or rap. But there's one space where you don't have to choose between those. In a warehouse near the Oakland waterfront, there's a show that combines all of those and more. Lindsay Lee Keel has this story.
Give it up to the old drunk Irishman, Jamie Motherfucking DeWolf!
Jamie DeWolf steps up to the mic. He's the founder and host of tonight's performance. The stage he's on juts out into the center of the Oakland Metro Theater. He's practically surrounded by the eager crowd.
Are you ready to get crazy on a Thursday night?
Tonight is the show's 10th anniversary, and in celebration, DeWolf is dressed as an old man. He's wearing a cardigan, his pants are pulled up to his waist, and he leans his weight on a walker. Standing on stage with him is a pretty girl in a revealing nurse's costume. And next to her is a man-sized badger with dusty fur. DeWolf calls on the crowd to engage in a sort of ritual.
If you know what to do, start doing it now. Start to sway, ladies and gentlemen. Sway like you will be after you finish the drinks. I would like everybody to hug someone.
As the music picks up, hundreds of people begin to sway back and forth. Many have been coming here long enough to know the drill, and those that don't quickly figure it out. Soon the room is like a sea, moving in unison. Strangers are hugging each other. People are laughing. This is Tourette's Without Regrets, a once-a-month performance that's hard to describe without giving a long list of the kinds of things you might see at any given show. There are beatboxers, burlesque dancers, rappers, one in particular who's dressed like a jelly donut. I don't really know how to describe it, but DeWolf does it this way.
It's an underground variety show, and it kind of comprises up everything that you can do with a microphone on or off stage. So it's sort of like a dirty old vaudeville show with a contemporary kind of urban twist.
When he says everything you can do with a microphone, he means it.
You're about to play one of my favorite games on the planet. What's down my pants, ladies and gents? Y'all ready for that?
It's never clear what will happen from one moment to the next. Genres seem irrelevant.
If you've never been to a rap battle, if you've never been to a poetry slam, you've never seen burlesque, you've never seen stand-up comedy or dirty haiku or freakish inventive contest, that's what the show is for, is to put all those elements into one show. What makes Tourette's individual unique is throwing all of these elements together and seeing what happens.
To be clear, DeWolf doesn't have Tourette's syndrome. The name Tourette's Without Regrets is a play on the condition's popular association with the inability to control outbursts of obscenity.
I just have been accused of having Tourette's ever since I was a young child.
DeWolf doesn't censor himself, and this show is an extension of that.
In some respects, it was just a defiant middle finger to every one of these other shows that were like, you know, Minds Open, or like the Lyrical Corner, you know, with like these sort of bookstore poetry readings that I just loathed. So I started it as revenge.
Revenge, he says, for open mics that couldn't handle his explicit style of poetry.
Basically, every open mic in my hometown banned me and then kicked me out. And on my last show, I threw a chair at the host and I vowed that I would make a show that would dwarf all of theirs.
So DeWolf created a venue where he and other audacious artists could perform freely.
Every religion needs its church. Every art form needs its venue. You know, every painter needs a gallery. And Tourette's sort of became the clubhouse for all these different divergent talents and performances.
DeWolf says the surprising mix of creative forms often produces inspiration and connections among audience members and performers alike.
Tourette's is sort of like a laboratory. That's kind of the way I view it. It's a lab. I just take all these chemicals and I throw them together and I see what the f*** happens. You know, for some people, it just means a one-night stand and a hangover. For other people, they make creative alliances that, you know, are going to extend throughout the rest of their life.
Everyone here is united, for the moment at least. Their voices combine in a cheer as slam poet Joyce Lee dominates the stage. She has them at every word.
You know what, sweetie? Everything happens for a reason. For instance, I busted the f***ing windows windows out your car so you could get the air I assumed you were talking about when you said I was suffocating you.
The thing about this show is that while you can be a passive observer, you most likely won't be. Audience members often become participants, performers, and judges.
We have five judges that we have picked random from the audience. If you're a judge, please come on stage now.
Keeping the roles open means a line between audience and performer is blurred.
It makes everybody realize that anybody can be on that stage, that there's really no reason why you shouldn't be.
DeWolf says this transforms the experience for the audience and informs how they relate to performance and to art.
I think that it redefines underground art for a lot of people. I think that it redefines what is comedy, what is funny, what is poetry, what is high art, what is low art. I think that it shows people the diversity of crowds, that you don't have to come from one scene. You know, you can come from any scene and people are hungry for it, you know, and that all these elements can be thrown together and that they can coexist happily.
Tonight, Tourette's Without Regrets stands as a symbol, 10 years of open expression, and no one in the crowd or on stage is stopping yet. In Oakland, I'm Lindsay Lee Keel.
Baby, there's a box and she takes it off the rocks. What's my love?